Unit 24. Listening. Page 113.
So, Bill, you were going to talk to us about how your company manages its communications with customers.
Yes. Well, my company makes plastic components for the electronics industry. So, in actual fact, we have a quite limited number of customers. So, firstly, I have to say the internet is one of our main ways of communicating on a daily basis. Our clients send their requirements and specifications, and we design and produce to meet those specifications. And another thing is that we tend to work together with our customers on quite big projects. They outsource work to us, so when that happens, we have lots of meetings at lots of different levels. Management level, for deciding prices, how we're going to work together, structuring the project. Then design and technical teams work together on the actual product and our part in it. Then I have to say that we try to keep on friendly terms with the key people in our client companies. So we managers socialise quite a lot when we can. Just to give you one instance, my finance director plays golf with the head of R&D in one of our client companies once or twice a month. I often have dinner with my opposite numbers. We find that way we have a much stronger relationship than just a commercial one. In my experience, it's no good thinking that you can keep personal relationships out of business. They're essential.
Thanks, Bill. How does that compare with your experience, Eileen?